The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, breaking news this afternoon, as a second outbreak of meningitis has hit a university in the UK, Canterbury Christchurch University confirms that one of its students is now affected. And over the last few days, there has been an outbreak in the University of Kent, which has led to 20 cases and 2 deaths so far. And all doctors in England have now been warned to watch for signs and symptoms of meningitis. So how worried should we be here? I'm joined now by Dr. Brendan O'Shea, who's a Kildare GP and Assistant Adjuvant Professor in Public Health and Primary Care at Trinity College in Dublin. Good evening to you, Brendan. How worried should we be?
Well, I don't want to sound flippant, but ideally we shouldn't be worried at all unless there's a real reason to and unless there are things that we can usefully do. So this is, of course, a terrible story. It's a dreadful story for the families involved. It involves young people who are always important, and it's terrible to understand that 2 have died. The numbers of cases are in the order of about 20 to 30 cases suspected. In the order of 9 to 10 of them have been laboratory confirmed, and 2 have died. So the level of risk for us here is tiny, even non-existent, arguably, and certainly in an epidemiological sense. The risk is almost non-existent. But I think it's important to try and take the correct consideration, the correct approach to it. Is there anything we should be doing, for example? I suppose one big thing that this highlights is that if there are any immunizations that we should be having, for whatever reason, if we're a child, if we're on the primary immunization schedule, if we're immunosuppressed, if we're an older citizen, if there are any immunizations that we're due, get them. Okay, that's one useful thing. It's not maybe very relevant.
But use this as a timely reminder that being vaccinated is safer than being unvaccinated in the face of an outbreak like this.
Profoundly. But still, the first key point here is that the risk of this affecting any adolescents in Ireland is actually quite small. So there is a huge public health response underway in the UK. And in the unlikely event that any of our young people have been congregating at the University of Kent, then they should be aware. It is helpful to consider meningitis. Fortunately, we're seeing less of this as the years go by. And the reason that is primarily because so many households and families, and mothers especially, have been absolutely brilliant at taking up the primary immunisation schedule in Ireland, which is very extensive. And included in that are immunisations for several of the commoner bacterial meningitis. So we see meningitis very infrequently. It's classically seen as a severe obtunding illness with a severe headache, with irritation on exposure to light, sometimes associated with a non-blanching rash. But this is very, very uncommon. If you're wondering whether there's something wrong, there probably isn't. If your child has a meningitis, you will be really clear. They will be obtunded. They'll be seriously sick. And it is a time-sensitive condition. So clearly to present and have the circumstances considered by your GP.
And Brendan, a couple of things. When you say non-blanching rash, that's the thing that for parents, if they put a glass over the rash, instead of going from pale pink to white, it just stays the same. It doesn't change. So you'll still see the rash through the glass.
That's right. Now, statistically, and we're game players in this country, a lot of us do the lotto. Statistically, any parent on News Talk listening has a much better chance of winning the lotto than actually seeing that rash. So your very good question, how worried should we be about this? It is important. I wouldn't ignore it, but I would be pleased. And especially if you're a mother or father of a 5, 6 or 7 year old, your child in Ireland, if you've had your immunizations, is almost certainly immune to this strain of meningitis.
And there is one probable case, which is considered to be probably unlinked to the outbreak in the UK, but one probable case of bacterial meningitis in a 16 year old at the moment in Northern Ireland. Does that change the risk down here for us, Brendan?
No. And again, the numbers can be a little bit cold, but any 16-year-old on the island of Ireland has a much better chance of being killed stone dead by an unsafe driver in a motor car than they remotely have dying from meningococcal B meningitis. Okay. That's the hard fact of it. So it's a question of perspective. So cheers to all those organised households with brilliant parents who've gotten all these immunisations. If there's anybody out there who hasn't, you're very, very welcome into practice. We just don't give out to people about this. And it's never too late to get the vaccines. There's always a benefit to have. And it's really important to be clear about that, given the level of misinformation that's been pumped out about them.
But if you do have a young person in your household who is very unwell with a fever and, as you say, obtunded, or what people might recognise as just very lethargic, very sleepy, very, very ill, go and seek medical advice.
That's absolutely reasonable, and particularly if you give them paracetamol or ibuprofen, and if there's no response to that within kind of 15 or 20 minutes, that's another small red flag to add in. And again, try and be in touch with your GP during the day. Your pharmacist will often give good advice. The GP cooperatives largely come on around 5:30 or 6 in the evenings. And nobody minds a query or a discussion in relation to this, and will be happy to examine your child if a significant level of concern exists. On the other hand, if he's 16 and he's a bit tired and he's got a runny nose and a cough and he responds to a bit of paracetamol, then often it's reasonable to watch and wait on that.
All right.
If it's meningitis, you're looking at a more serious illness episode.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate it, Brendan. That is Dr. Brendan O'Shea there, Kildare GP and Assistant Adjuvant Professor in Public Health and Primary Care from Trinity College in Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.